Hey, it's Jack here, and I'm listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Lordy, lordy, we've reached 440. We got 60 to go to 500, folks. Can we get to 500 episodes before the end of 2023? You don't know, because we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know, but we are here to talk about Transformers. And what have you been doing with your Transformers lately?
I repainted Starscream, like core class.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been nice. I gave it more of a polished look.
Cool.
A lot more gloss. Added red to the sides. Added a little bit more detailing. I redid that ugly yellow that they had for the cockpit and turned it to the bronze. Yeah, so I mostly touched up a bunch of areas on it, but that's the first time I've messed with one of my paintings in quite some time.
Nice. Very cool, very cool. Yeah, I have sort of kind of been getting back into Transformers collecting that are not Funko Pops, and I don't know why.
Why would you do that?
I did. I just said, I don't know why. There's too much, like, I'm only grabbing it because it's a easier example, and it's the closest Transformers Funko Pop I have, but you take any of the Funko Pops, obviously, they're PVC figures, they're statues, their heads turn, that's about the only articulation, but I have, this is funny. I have 10.5-inch Unicron here, which is based off the HasLab design, and because the actual Transformers toy I'm going to be talking about is a Herald of Unicron, so that's why I said this is going to be funny, because I didn't even really realize. I'm like, oh wait, crap, right. And this shall be your ship. Now go. Obviously I can't do the voice, but I mean, I don't know. Before I went to Funko Pops, I was still out of the I got out of toy collecting back in 2011. And obviously from 2011 until 2016, early 2017, when I started collecting the Pops, it was like, I still enjoy toys. I still like looking at toys. I have zero desire to have any of them. And when the Pops came out, I was like, oh, this is nice. This is easy. You can either leave them in the box, or you can take them out of the box, or you can do whatever with them. And you don't really, like I've said before on this show and other shows, I'm at a point in my life where I just want the character. I don't care if it transforms. I don't care if it does something. I don't care if it talks in my sleep. Yes, I phrased that correctly. If it talks in my sleep, because sometimes, I don't know. Things are weird. So from 2017 till now, or until late 2021 when Karen passed, it was like, oh, I'm perfectly fine with Funko. Now that she's gone, it's like, oh, I'm going to get everything that I've looked at or I've wanted since blah, 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 blah. And the toy that I will be talking about tonight is something that it's the only Galvatron that I wanted, because it's the only one that you know how I am.
Oh yeah.
I love the Kingdom Galvatron. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. I love that we finally have a fully G1 movie accurate Galvatron. Great. And then they had to they've done that mold like four or five times over. We've got the toy accurate colors, we've got the movie accurate colors. We've got I think a fourth one, and then this third one is the transition phase, is the Behold Galvatron Unicron pack. And I'm just like, okay, fine. I've had this thing saved in my eBay wish list for at least 4 years, and I finally pulled the trigger on it, and I finally got it, and it's great. It's awesome. This is something we'll talk about in a little bit, folks, but this figure, along with the Rodimus Prime Commander or Kingdom Rodimus that I was gifted by my buddy Alex, both come in the no window package, fully, you know, closed box and all the ties and all the twists. So I'm getting Galvatron out. I'm cutting the ties off. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. The thing comes in robot mode. Thank God. I love his cannon mode. I do. Absolutely love Galvatron's cannon mode. But thank God I don't have to transform this thing. If I really wanted to, I could move his cannon on various parts of his arms, because that's one of the greatest things about the modern Transformers is there's ports everywhere on figures and things and whatever. And the other thing why I love this thing so much, and it's so lame and so stupid and I don't care, it has the Matrix necklace is all purple just like him. Oh man, yeah, I love this thing. Now ask me why I don't like this thing.
Why don't you like it?
Because there's, so as I'm taking it out of the package, bits and pieces of him are trying to transform without me trying to transform them, or the legs don't stand in the right way, or his little side skirts will move up. I'm like, oh God, I'm so not used to actual action figures. Like, mine just come in a box. Like, the only action the Funko Pops have is if some of them, like with the Marvel and the Star Wars license, they have to be bobblehead. Most of the other ones, any other lines other than Marvel and Star Wars are not bobbleheads. They're just straight head on neck, head on peg, whatever, and it turns. But like, I go to pick this thing up, or I go to move it, or I go to whatever, and if my finger, like literally right now, just as I'm trying to pick this thing up, the whole back section where the turret comes up to his neck, it's part of the gun or whatever. Whoops, look, I almost just knocked the Matrix out. See, I can't do it. I'm too dyslexic, literally, not kidding, folks, to be doing actual action figures. But I love this thing. I'm going to eventually put it on a shelf and never touch it again. If I can get this Matrix on his stupid fucking head.
God damn it. Yeah, I had that problem with him too, I believe.
Yeah.
But I also got rid of the Matrix.
Yeah, you're not a Matrix person.
Well, I got rid of the Matrix, and I got rid of the Galvatron head.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a Megatron head on it. So
yeah. Well, because you're trying to customize your thing, so.
Yeah.
What I do like is, though, is I have him perfectly posed, really, for the point of where he just shoots his gun up in the air because it's attached to his arm. But other than that, no, I love looking at. Oh God, he's so. This is why I don't like. You have to get the waist just right. You have to get the legs just right. You have to get the thing just right to make sure it's going to stand without falling over. Thank you. If you fall over, I'm going to throw you in the trash. but no, I love looking at this thing. I think it's absolutely hilariously, awesomely cool, and it's so fun. And literally, I did not even, like, I was just using Unicron as an example of the fact that the pops don't do anything. And then I looked at Galvatron, I looked at Unicron, I'm like, all right. Oh boy. So yeah, there was breaking news recently that Hasbro is reversing their path. I'm not even I don't even have my phone. My phone's on the charger. It was dead earlier. So I saw somebody on Instagram post breaking news about Hasbro reversing their packaging back.
Oh,
to
yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
They decided to go back to the old school.
Mm-hmm.
Packaging, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because fanboys want to be able to see the product.
Exactly.
And not, like, have the head stolen.
Look, I had a couple of the closed box, not closed box, I'm gonna I'm going to get canceled if I say the wrong thing. The book box ones from back in 05, 06, 07, whenever they were doing the book box commemorative series, at least with that, it was technically a closed box with a window once you opened it and you could see the figure. This whole completely closed box packaging, like, or windowless packaging. Windowless packaging is the stupidest thing in the world.
They're both pretty bad.
Yeah. But the way, like, so again, I think I mentioned this last episode. I got the core class Sound Blaster because I like the black and purple, and I have pictures of me taking it out of, like, I have pictures of it in the package. I have pictures of, you know, it being opened out of the package before I release it from its plastic ties. And fine, if you want to use plastic ties, fine, whatever. But don't do windowless packaging where heads can be stolen. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of those instances.
Yeah.
And
I know we've talked about this before, but I mean, it's big news that Hasbro is reversing this.
It's not surprising, though.
No, not at all. It's about damn time. What took them so long?
Yeah. And yeah, they're like, based on your feedback, we will be reintroducing windows and blisters to our 6-inch fan figures beginning later this year, which includes, you know, all of their regular action figures. This one does not specifically mention Transformers, however. These are the new windows and blisters made for their Star Wars, Marvel, G.I. Joe, Power Rangers.
If they're going to do it for those brands, they should be doing it for Transformers.
You would think so. Time will tell. But, yeah, it says that they'll be made from bio or recycled PET.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I don't...
They're going to recycle pets.
Glad it wasn't me that said it.
They're going to have PETA come after them. Anyways. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's good. Mm-hmm. But I think that they definitely need to do this anyway, regardless. Right.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, was it a new Rise of the Beast trailer or was it a new TV spot?
I don't know.
I'm so far out of the news, actually. Like, I haven't been paying attention to it because there hasn't been... Oh, the last thing I paid attention to was the most recent Hasbro fan stream... whatever the heck, and aren't they having another one like next week or something? I know they just had the Power Rangers 30th anniversary one.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, to be honest.
I've never heard of this before, but I've now gone to the main page of TFW 2005, but Hasbro to showcase future Transformers content at Licensing for Retail Day. Okay. I know we have to have a day for everything, but do we have to have a day for licensing for retail? And basically what this... Ooh, this is actually kind of cool, actually. Highlighted content. They received word that Hasbro is ready to showcase its future portfolio this year. Licensing for Retail Day. Highlighted content. Transformers 40th Anniversary Celebration content for 2024. That's all that matters to us because nobody cares what kind of Dungeons or Dragons Peppa Pig is slaying. How is Peppa Pig a 20th anniversary? That makes no sense. Obviously, Dungeons and Dragons 50th anniversary.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Obviously, or in addition to the above, Hasbro will showcase content from future movies, which are slated to release in 2024 and 2025. So, okay.
Well, they're supposed to have a new animated Transformers film.
Yeah.
To what degree, I have no clue. But, yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just put a a doomsday clock on myself. The licensing for retail day will happen April 19th, 2023 at the Convene, London. Attendees can purchase tickets via blah, blah, blah. So this episode's going to be going out before the 19th. How is it we always do these recordings before big news comes out? Well, we can do another episode next week. It's not a big deal.
Yep.
So,
like I said, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's just the way we wait so long because there isn't news that we want to hear about. And then we see as we're recording a semi-news episode, because this really wasn't supposed to be a news episode, but I talked about all the stuff I wanted to talk about with Galvatron and Unicron and all that stuff. So yeah. All right. Licensing for retail day. Yay. Yes.
But there's also, like, the Rise of the Beast figures are coming out. There's supposed to be kiosks in some places. I haven't yet seen one, but I haven't been in the store in a week. So
I was in Walmart about a week ago or so. I didn't see anything. No, when was I at Walmart? Was it Walmart? So, I don't know. I was at Walmart as of this recording. Monday night, this past weekend, I was at Walmart on the Saturday. So the 15th of April is when I was at Walmart, and I did not see any. Of course, I was kind of like, you know, zooming through, making sure I didn't miss anything that I, whatever, but like I wasn't really paying that much attention to it. So.
Well, and then there's iTunes has Beast Wars complete series available.
Nice.
For digital purchase.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I still have the DVDs from Shout Factory.
Yep.
Which are awesome.
Yes, they are.
And yeah, so they sell season one for, which is volume one, for $24.99. Mm-hmm. Season two and three is volume two for $24.99. And they're offered in HD with closed captioning.
Cool.
Unless you go to the guy that 4K upgraded it. And you have better options, but
yeah.
And how hungry are you for Transformers cake?
Oh no.
TFW posted a life-size Transformers Camaro Bumblebee cake at the International Cake Show in Australia.
That's right. I remember hearing about this.
It looks it's completely editable with sound, lights, and moving chassis. It's made of 150 kilograms of fondant and a chocolate mud cake. Yeah. The things I've read about it, though, is people said that while it's mind-blowing that it's made, there's actually a guy that can do it, or a woman that can do it better.
Oh, of course. There's plenty of people that could do it better.
And it looks more realistic than what this guy did, but no offense. Either way, I can't bake a cake like that, so... Mm-mm. Kudos to him.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. And you would think with Beast Wars being added to iTunes that it would be added to most purchasable streaming services. I just looked it up on Vudu. Nope, not there. So maybe it's an iTunes exclusive for now. I don't know. I can just watch it on Tubi and it's fine. Because if you watch enough Tubi, folks, even though it's free, if you watch enough of it, the ads kind of stop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching Tubi on my phone or on my TV, and yes, there are ads, but, like, if I watch 9 hours of Tubi, they're going to stop showing me ads, which is great.
So the another really cool thing, this is a rumor, but more than likely it'll come true. Legacy figures, Legacy Universe figures for 2024. They're saying there's going to be a Core Class Beast Machines Cheetor and Beast Wars Dinobot.
Wow, that's cool.
Core Class.
Oh, wow.
So I'm interested to see how well these turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to lie, if they had like a Beast Wars Megatron of any of his forms, to be honest. I would love to see them try and tackle the alligator body again.
Yeah, that would be cool.
With an updated aesthetic, because, I mean, yeah, it would just be nice. I've thought about that one, because I'm like, well, I have almost all the Megatrons from Beast Wars, except for the Gator. But it just can't justify $25 for that.
A core class figure.
Well, it's a basic class, so it's actually bigger than a core class.
Oh, okay. Well, basic.
It's the same size as Beast Wars Iguanas, because it's the same figure, just a different...
Right, it's just
a different head sculpt and a different beast head.
Yep.
So...
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, but either way, I would be happy to see it happen.
Yeah.
And it comes... That news comes from JT Prime 17. Who gets the info from Target's computer.
Very cool, very cool.
I would be happy to see Beast Machines making a Legacy debut and, you know, probably getting a proper Beast Machines cast.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Megatron.
Yep.
Turns to the cloak.
Mm-hmm.
Make him Ultra class.
If that's not Commander class or Titan class or whatever.
Well, I wouldn't go Titan class with it because it's not the ship. Okay. If they were gonna do like the size of the Ark,
yeah,
and do Titan class, that would make sense.
That was the head. Yeah,
because they did have one. They did have one in the plans back in the 90s. And it just never came to fruition because of cost. And Beast Machines was like pretty much done.
That was the other big news that I saw. The Nemesis. She's coming. Yeah, that was the other.
So what do you think about them making it a female instead of Triptychon?
Wait, what? Okay.
Because Nemesis turns into Triptychon.
What?
Yeah.
No. Nemesis the ship never turned into Triptychon. From G1, the ship never was. No, Triptychon was completely separate.
It did in the War for Cybertron games.
Okay, yes, in the games it did. Yes, I'm saying like you look at the Ark. The Ark is the Ark, except he has a robot mode, and that's fine. If the Ark's a guy and the Nemesis is a girl, it's just one more way for, you know, battle of the sexes to happen, good versus evil. You know, read into that what you want. But I don't really care. Like, I'm proud. If I was to get either the Ark or the Nemesis, the new ones, I would most likely keep them in ship mode for the rest of the bots and cons and peoples. But... I like that they're doing the Nemesis. I think that's awesome. I think that's cool. That's great. That's interesting.
Yeah, I kind of like the figure, but at the same time, the only way it would pull me is if the Axelon or the Pred Base were a thing. But even then, like, it's not something I could afford.
Oh, no, yeah, no. I mean, this is, again, this is that Titan class. This is the big... I can't even find the story now.
I remember seeing it because, I mean, they had the Armada crew.
Yeah.
You know, like Prime and Megatron. Yeah. And
yeah, no, I was very... Oh, there it is. I see it now. It's lumped in with...
all the new toy release info?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm pretty happy about the Dinobots. My kids want that.
The core class ones?
Yep. They want all of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Those are cool.
I want, out of this release, Depcon.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
I like what he transforms to. I like his robot mode.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looks cool.
Yeah. Now, I did not watch the Hasbro stream. I probably should have, but I'm looking through these pictures.
I don't, but that's more so just because I don't care.
Right, but, like, I will say, and I've said before and I'll say it again, I like hearing from Ben from marketing or Evan the designer or Mark the designer. I like that we have the option to either we watch it as it's, you know, live or whatever else, or we go back and watch it. I like having the option to actually be able to hear from
the
people that are working on these things.
I do like to hear that on occasion.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't necessarily always watch it.
No, yeah, I mean, again, if it's specifically to something I want, like, I'm just going to call them Jenner. I know they're not Jenner, but all of the, like, all the legacy character, like the Jazz Vacuum Cybertronian mode or the Bumblebee Cybertronian, like, all the stuff that we're interested in, like, you know, whatever, like, for me, like, I want to hear Evan or Mark or somebody talk about Beast Wars Kingdom Megatron. I want to hear their thought as the people that are working on it. I want to hear that process. Now, I'm not saying most of the time I've watched it all live. I've usually gone back and tried to, you know, actually, I usually wait until the next day for whenever we end up recording. So I'm looking at the pictures of the Nemesis, the screen caps from the stream. It does say that the one that they're showing in the stream, the product is not final because there's a bunch of blue and whatever else. And obviously the Nemesis in G1 was not blue. It was purple. And they did say, I remember seeing that part of the stream, that that all of the blue bits will be purple and whatever else. And it looks really, the just the alt mode itself looks, the ship mode looks so great. The robot mode looks interesting. I think it looks really cool. I like how the face actually, the face itself opens up to reveal her face, but it also closes up to basically make it be the Decepticon symbol as a face. So it's kind of like she's a relative of Tarn, sort of. But I dig it. I dig the ship mode. I dig silly. The only thing I think, and I don't know if this actually happened in the stream just from seeing these screen grabs, they have the arc, like, it's standing right next to Ben as he's, you know, seeing, I forget what the other guy's name is. I don't think that's Evan. Is it Mark? Did Mark go beard? I don't know. Anyway, there's one shot of him where he's holding it like a gun. That's a little, little silly, but okay. But I wish we could have seen, and maybe we, I'm sure they will do this when they get the final production done for Nemesis. I want to see the two ship modes side by side. We did not see this here. As far as I'm, like I said, I'm scrolling through all these images and I'm not going to, you know, cut through to try to find the stream to find it, but I'm pretty sure TFW has taken, like, they have, like, angles of this thing from every angle, and not once did they transform the Ark into its ship. So I'm very, very, very excited to see the Ark and the Nemesis ships side by side.
It's definitely a completionist thing for G1 fans, which is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool, very cool. Anything else we want to talk about? Anything else we want to bring up?
I like the Masterpiece Megatron. I know I've kind of briefly talked about him before, but
yeah,
I really like the figure.
You're talking about the one you got, right? Not
yes.
The okay. There's not okay. So you're talking yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
It just needs a battery.
What kind of battery does it take?
I'm not sure. I'd have to open him up. He takes the same as Masterpiece Primal, though.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's like a little tiny battery.
Oh, it's like one of those 9-volt ones, or it's one of the weird ones.
It's like the little watch battery type thing.
Yeah. It's one of the weird ones. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So I'm hoping that I can eventually make time to get my hands on it, just so I can see the lights and the face and the sound effects, because he talks.
Nice.
And Masterpiece Optimus Primal apparently lights up too. And I was totally oblivious to that.
Wow. So you've had that thing for how long?
2016. And I just figured it out.
You've had that thing for 6 years, and wow, dude.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Or 7 years, I should say. But yeah. Interesting. I am just, we're not going to really, like, I'm looking at the in-hand images of Primal, the possible first look that they posted, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, so that's very, very cool. Yeah, Masterpiece Megatron. Gotta love it.
Uh-huh. He's spectacular. Like, so I have Masterpiece Megatron. I have Masterpiece Transmetal Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Definitely two of my crowning achievement favorites.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very cool, very cool.
Yep. And then I have all the Masterpiece Primals.
Hmm.
So.
Wait, how many are there?
Well, it's the Beast, the regular Beast, the Transmetal.
Yeah. Oh, and then, okay.
And I then see. The Optimal.
The Optimal, all right.
Yeah, I don't have, like, the variations. Like, I don't do the...
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
one of those weird people that has to have everything. I mean, if you're into that, great, but...
Says the guy that needs multiple Megatrons.
I gotta have one of the paint jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need, like, for instance, the Takara and the and the Hasbro version. I have the third party Masterpiece.
You know, the more I think about the cloak, the more I say that it does have to be. Seeing the last Autobot, the arc there in the pictures with the Nemesis, if you're going to get, like, just having the cloak itself, it needs to be bigger than a Commander class, I think. Because Commander class Rodimus is big. Galvatron is big. That cloak and that whole thing just seems like it needs to be just, like, 3 inches bigger. I don't mean 3 inches taller. I mean, like, overall 360 around and up and down and inside and out and whatever else. It just seems like it should be bigger than the two toys I can see right now. And I'm just like, I know they were downsizing, but that Cloak Megatron seems a lot. Every time I see Cloak Megatron in Beast Machines, he looks bigger than Primal is.
Well, he's always been bigger than Primal, except for... Yeah. When he became Optimal.
Optimal, yep.
And then he became jealous and had to become a dragon.
Yep, well, you know. Some people just want to burn the world down.
Yep.
Even if it is Fire empty. Breath. Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, so all I think right. That's it, though.
Yeah, I think that's it, too.
Until we get more news, that is. Wherever that may be.
Retailer Con or Retailer Day or Licensing Retail Day, whatever the hell it is, yeah. So I'm sure we'll be back with another episode next week, folks, talking all about the news that, hey, if they're going to reveal stuff for 40th anniversary 2024, I'll be here for it all day. Hell, we might stream the shit live if we can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'll think about it if it's...
well, no.
If it's Transformers, we'll think about it.
Yeah. All right, Megatron, you want to get us out of here?
The seeds of the future lie buried in the past. Yes.
Or other places.
Yes.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.